You're listening to SBS News.
For Deacon Roberto Corpus, it's time to add the finishing touches to preparations for Sunday Mass at Our Lady of Dolores Catholic Church in Sydney. Deacon Corpus says it's a significant moment he's been waiting for.
Having been cooped up in the home for many weeks, and now finally we are able to meet face to face with each other, it's really wonderful.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us.
Deacon Corpus has been holding an online rosary for friends and family around the world. The idea started after a cousin tested positive to COVID-19 in the United States. Tomorrow, however, he will see the Filipino Catholic community finally return to Sunday Mass. Deacon Corpus says he's simply looking forward to seeing people again.
What I miss are the smiles of people. You have to greet them and say, how are you? Even if we cannot shake hands with them. Just the literal seeing them face to face, eye to eye, and say, hey, welcome. It's good that you are around.
In line with current state restrictions, attendance is limited to 50 people. Tomorrow, only 2 people will be allowed at each pew, and only every other pew will be used. Deacon Corpus and the parish priest will deliver communion to worshippers to avoid people queuing up. One of those worshippers is Mona Lisa Balverde.
Welcome.
Yeah. Thank you, Tita. How are you, Tita?
Good, wonderful.
Ms. Balverde usually attends Mass with her husband and 2 sons and knows things will be different for the time being.
Filipinos are very cuddly and very touchy, and these they hug, cuddle. That's something that I think I'm going to miss a lot. That, you know, I can kiss my titos and titas, and, you know, I can just freely make conversations with them, that, you know, I don't make distance. And that's something that I'm going to miss a lot.
Deacon Corpus, Ms. Balverde and choir leader Giselle Galoy are all part of the Filipino Chaplaincy Chatswood Parish, a network of local Filipino Catholics. Filipino Australians are the 5th largest expat Filipino community, and there are about 232,000 in Australia. 3/4 identify as Roman Catholic. Ms. Galoy says the church plays a big role in allowing Filipino communities to develop overseas.
Coming in from the Philippines, the first thing you want to find is a church that has a Filipino community. And then it's a bonus if you find a church with a Filipino community that's looking for choir members.
And he will raise you up on eagle's wings.
The choir won't be back tomorrow, though, as they want to give others the chance to attend. But while they've been apart, they've been practicing via video in preparation for their eventual return, which Ms. Galoy says the choir will relish.
We're just going to go and pull out all the stops and sing all the amazing songs that, you know, may be quite technically difficult, but we definitely want to go and, like, go in with a bang.
The Our Lady of Dolores Church usually holds about 500 people, but with the appropriate social distancing measures in place, its new maximum capacity is fewer than 100. That means that even as restrictions continue to be relaxed, it will still be some time before a full congregation can attend. Deacon Corpus says when that does happen, everyone will be welcome.
The norm is really everyone is welcome. So that is the church. No one is not allowed. Everyone is welcome. And that is what we want to happen.
Matt Canellan, SBS News.